Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Bahama Tourism Center. Bahamas Air has special fares on flights from Orlando starting at $232 beginning September 8th. Visit BahamasAir.com or call 1-800-222-4262. From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Sybil J., good morning. First off, Tom, George Curry's funeral will be at 11 a.m. On Saturday in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Reverend Al Sharpton will be giving the eulogy. I'll be speaking at the funeral as well. Reverend Jackson will be holding a community prayer service 7 p.m. on Friday in Tuscaloosa. And so we will certainly be represented there for the homegoing of George Curry. Tom, all of a sudden, Donald Trump sees black people. He's loving black people. He's in Michigan. He's in Wisconsin and Ohio talking about black people. And here's what he's been saying.
You're living in poverty. Your schools are no good. You have no jobs. 58% of your youth is unemployed. The Democrats have failed completely in the inner cities. Poverty, rejection, horrible education, no housing, no homes, no ownership, crime at levels that nobody's seen. What do you have to lose? I will straighten it out. I'll bring jobs back. We'll bring spirit back. We'll get rid of the crime. You'll be able to walk down the street without getting shot. Right now, you walk down the street, you get shot.
My God, Jay Anthony, you're going to get shot walking to the store. But here's the real deal here, folks. Washington Post today has a story. The headline is this, Tom: Inside Donald Trump's New Strategy to Counter the View of Many That He Is Racist. In that article, it lays out that the reason Donald Trump all of a sudden is now appealing to black folks and minorities is because he is losing support among white women. Now, here's the deal, Tom. Remember when I was on ABC This Week, Sybil, in April? You remember when I said this?
Megyn Kelly. Donald Trump has
that was critical.
Here's why. Donald Trump has a Margaret, Becky, Courtney, Ashley problem. Conservative suburban white women. Look at 1998. Republicans lost several seats. Booted Newt out because they didn't like conservative suburban white women. Don't like the attacks on minorities or sort of the rancor. Bush comes in with compassionate conservatism. That's a problem for Trump when 47% of Republican women saying, I don't want this guy. He has to deal with that. And so if you're a Republican, you're going to the convention, you're still thinking about November. You want to.
Tom, here's the real deal. Donald Trump is not actually talking to black people. Donald Trump is talking to white women. Oh. And what he is trying to tell them is, I'm not racist. Because here's the deal. Suburban white women don't like GOP candidates being antagonistic towards minorities. As I said in that bite, Newt Gingrich got booted out in 1998 because they lost seats because white women felt they were too antagonistic towards minorities. Bush comes in, different tone. That's what's going on here. Kellyanne Conway, his new campaign manager, she's a pollster. She's been telling him, dude, if you don't tone it down, white women will not vote for you, will not let their daughters vote for you, will not let their husbands vote for you. He's been losing support even among white men. He's down 20 plus points to Hillary Clinton among college educated white women. So black folks, calm down. This ain't about us. He doesn't want to talk to us. He wants to ignore us. In fact, Tom, guess what? I know for a fact, because I've been told this by folks in the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign. He has a do not talk to order to you and to me. Donald Trump.
What?
Oh, yes. Donald Trump has told his people, you cannot go on Tom Joyner and you should not go on Roland Martin show because they've been too critical. And so here's the deal, though. Donald Trump wants to portray he wants to talk to black people. But how do you ignore 100 radio stations and 8 million listeners on the Tom Joyner Morning Show? How do you ignore the only national television show that speaks to African Americans? How do you ignore that? How do you ignore all of that because he doesn't want to talk to us because he's talking past us. So you go to a city 95% white in Wisconsin. You go to a city 93% white in Michigan. And so you do the same thing in Ohio. And so there's no engagement.
Austin, Texas.
Precisely. There's no engagement with African Americans. And so black folks understand this. And so here's my challenge, Donald Trump. If you truly want to deal with black people, you must come on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. You must come on TV One. You must sit down with black people in black spaces to answer questions about black people that affect black people. That's what you must do. People with credibility, Donald Trump. And so you can see in Omarosa, you can see in Pastor Darrell Scott, you can see in Pastor Mark Burns, you can see in Bishop Harry Jackson, you can see in all these people out there, but we know the real deal because see, here's the piece, Tom, we are all voters. And this is what Barbara Jordan said in 1972 at the Watergate hearings, and it's crystal clear.
Earlier today, we heard the beginning of the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. We the people. It's a very eloquent beginning. But when that document was completed on the 17th of September in 1787, I was not included in that we the people. I felt somehow for many years that George Washington and Alexander Hamilton just left me out by mistake. But through the process of amendment, interpretation and court decision, I have finally been included in We the People. Today, I am an inquisitor. And hyperbole would not be fictional and would not overstate the solemnness that I...
So Donald Trump, here's the deal. We are voters. We are Americans. We're not separate. And so you want to play the game? You can keep trying to play the game, but game recognizes game. So I say, if you want to talk to black people, you come to Tom Joyner. You come to TV One. You sit down and answer the questions. Otherwise, you can have a conversation with white women because that's the real one you're trying to have.
Roland, you schooled him today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming, Roland.
That's the real deal. I said it back in April, and that's the deal now. And so in the Washington Post, in their story today, it says the exact same thing. So the Washington Post, glad y'all finally figured out what black folks been saying for the last several months about the real reason Donald Trump is all of a sudden talking to black people.
He's really talking to white women.
He's because white women don't want a candidate to appear antagonistic. That's what he's doing.
And that advice
black
is coming from a white woman.
Rolling.
Yes, Kellyanne Conway is coming from a white woman who's a pollster who sees the numbers. And that's why when you hear white women, they keep saying, if he could just tone it down. And the history is there. When Republican candidates attack minorities, white suburban women don't vote for them.
School them, Roland. Roll. Break it down.
And drop the mic.
Come holler at the black people. We're about to the cookout.